Seamus Toomey with us from Black Club Chicago. And Seamus, I like this story about North Branch Trail extension. This is good news for bikers and joggers and walkers up north, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Good morning, Bob. This is part of the North Branch Trail system, which is more than 20 miles through the forest preserves up in the northwest corner of Chicago. It also spills into Niles, and that's where this extension is going to be. It's going to be right at the Niles and Chicago border. It's really going to connect the Toohey Caldwell area to the Bunker Hill Forest Preserve. Just to put this in perspective for people that live in the area, this is right near the Leaning Tower of Niles, the beloved landmark on Toohey.
Right.
They're going to start putting this trail in May, hope to have it done by the end of next summer, and just have a whole nother link for Niles to get into the woods and into the trail system. So they're looking forward to that project.
Yeah, a lot of people are. At Six Corners, now work has stopped on that old Sears building. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, this was a sort of a head-scratcher. This is a really huge project on the northwest side at Six Corners. They're turning the old Sears into about 200 luxury apartments as really a long-awaited redevelopment of that corner, hoping to spur the neighborhood. But just this week, the city said they've been doing a lot of the work without permits out there, and so they put a stop work order on it. And I'm trying to remember the last time I could think of a project this size that the city had to come in and say, hey, stop, you got to get the right permits. Now, they've applied for a lot of them, and a lot have been kicking back and forth. So, the construction company hasn't been getting back to us about why they proceeded before the city let them. But, they're at a standoff right now, and the cranes are silent as we speak.
4700 Black of West Irving Park. And, yeah, a lot of folks have been wondering what's going on there. And finally, this is a pretty cool story about a rare Chicago license plate. Tell us about this.
Right. Yeah, if you're a license plate collector, you can bid. There's an auction going on right now. It ends Sunday. And this is one of the very first Chicago license plates. Apparently, the city themselves issued plates between 1903 and 1907 before the state took over. And so this one's from 1904. It's actually the number one. And so you could get it's not the first license plate, but it's one of the first, and it's just the number one. So, I remember the day when you have to bribe somebody at the Secretary of State to get a number that low. But now you can bid it online. They're expecting it to go for about $4,000 to $6,000. It was owned by a gentleman by the name of Arthur Eddy, who started the Chicago Motor Club. It was an early car enthusiast. It passed to a gentleman named Lee Hartung in Glenview, and his estate sale is putting up all his collection of rare license plates for sale. So go to blockclubchicago.org. We've got a link to the auction site if you want to bid on it.
Yeah, this is interesting. The 1904 license plate, where is this? There's a tag also as part of, I guess, what they're auctioning off. There's a tag from 1908 that says this is for a two-horse vehicle, and it's a metal sign that calls Chicago a peach of a city and a vintage license plate topper that urges other drivers to watch WGN and Mutual. That's pretty crazy.
Exactly. I'm looking at that now. That's a starting bid is $50, so we should go head-to-head for that one.
Yeah. Hey, does anybody ever talk about prisoners making license plates anymore? You haven't heard that in a while. You have to research that at Block Club Chicago. Find out.
We're on it.
Seamus Toomey, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.